Welcome to the Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us today. I take your questions and comments and whatever else may come our way after the top of the hour news. If you want to jot a phone number down, it's 541-472-1270. And when you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live. In the meantime, a bit of a departure today for us here. We've just kind of broken away from our regular schedule and made a special show available here because we're going to just talk about some guys that do an awful lot of work around the area. Some of it's really visible. Some of it's not. Welcome to the microphones for speaking for the Active Club, Jim Thompson. Jim.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here with us.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Okay. Aside from Boatnik, what do you guys do for us?
Oh, not much. Jim's sarcasm.
Yeah,
we've expanded quite a bit the last few years. For, you know, decades, we just focused on Boatnik and trying to make that all it could be. And we kind of felt we had peaked. We've filled a park, filled a town, motels, mm-hmm. restaurants, able to give away.
At least the second largest festival in the state of Oregon.
Yeah.
Kudos for that. But there are a lot more kudos out there for you that a lot of people just don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, a few years ago, we took over when COVID happened, the 4-H auction mm-hmm. shut down. And when they were announcing the second year of a shutdown, we just didn't take very kindly to that. And we privatized it and did it ourselves. And that has just turned out to be an amazing experience. Something I was never raised around and was not raised on a farm. And to see these hardworking kids put their all into these projects, become little businessmen and women, I can't tell you how amazed I am with these kids and how that program's turned into. Also, our adopted child program. That started out, to my knowledge, our first adopted child is Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
She was here before I was here. I've been a part of this club.
How long ago was that?
I've been a part of this club for 30 years. So.
Okay. All right.
She was a little kid, and she lives in Grants Pass, and married, and doing quite well. And that just kind of expanded into from one to two, three, four kids, and then going on to our next, or kind of combining with our next program, the Christmas for Kids that we do with KJO, KLDR Radio. We've combined our efforts during Christmas and you guys' efforts, and we just keep adopting more kids. Also wrap that around the Sparrow program, a very dynamic program. We've got a club member, Dennis DeCasas. He's a special ed teacher out of Hidden Valley, and he really introduced us to some of the needs of kids that are, you know, very, very sick, and parents that are just at their wits' end trying to keep everything together. And so we've been able to help them, and can't tell you how rewarding that is.
Oh, I understand. In fact, I've known a couple of the youngsters that have benefited. Some have gone on to lead great lives. Others succumb to whatever affliction
yes.
they were,
yes.
Which is sad. But you made their life and their parents' life a little brighter
mm-hmm.
For a short period of time there, and certainly kudos for that. And that's one of the things that people might not know about the Active Club. Now, you've already mentioned that, of course, Boatnik is the mm-hmm. crowning jewel,
mm-hmm.
And we're always looking forward to having you here on the first weekend in December for the KJO Kids Day, when you guys really do a lot of work and pull in a lot of money. And
mm-hmm.
What are the nuts and bolts of that, other than our just giving you some airtime here?
Well, we had our efforts, and you guys had your efforts, and you know, like I've told Jill before, we're married. The Active Club and the radio stations, you guys have supported us so well.
It's a good partnership.
And, yeah, and this was just a way that we could directly work together and pool our efforts, and you guys had the ears of the county, and we certainly aren't a quiet bunch, so we had a voice. it's just turned out to be a phenomenal marriage. Last year, we helped over 160 kids, 40-something families. Each kid gets $150 worth of presents. The food drive that's run by the local junior high leadership. So all the local junior high leadership groups get together. They really run with this. We're kind of wingmen, and they've got this phenomenal food drive. And so we're able to put a good, solid holiday dinner on the table, including turkey and or ham. And I remember a couple years ago, we were down like 21 turkeys. And one local businessman drives up, said, "What do you need? 21 turkeys. Done.
21
Here's
turkeys.
Here's a check." Yeah. Okay. And it was like, yeah, the support in this town is consistent. It's just amazing.
All right. Jim, hold on here. Just hey. My phones are going crazy here. We ask that you hold your calls until after the top of the hour news. Or if we open it up early, we'll certainly make that announcement. But save your efforts right now, and then we'll open up next half hour. And by all means, welcome all you callers. So, Jim, let's go on talking about, first of all, that's the next big event is the holiday. Is it Christmas for kids? That's the next big one.
Yes.
And you mentioned you served 160 kids last year. Mm-hmm. How do you get the names on those list, and is there anything people need to do now to begin preparing for that?
Well, we've already started. We do work again with all the local schools. We found that they're in the know. You know, they're around these kids every day, and so we can find out the truly needy and take care of those that truly need it.
So you work primarily through the schools for that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a vetting process to again make sure we're getting our resources to the proper families. And you know, you pull up, we've done this for 5-6 years now, I think. You pull up to some of these houses, and I loose use the term sometimes. Some of these kids, we can't even give them electronic gifts because they don't have electricity. Some of the kids just have a warm jacket, pair of shoes that don't have holes in them, or they weren't two kid hand-me-down from before. It's a little hard to talk about now. How much need is out there. And, we've pulled up the travel trailers with a tent off to the side. And so that's been just rewarding beyond words. So
you guys are doing it selfishly.
Yeah. 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 Well, and how that's grown, again, from Mandy to a few kids to talking with you guys, and we wanted to do a little something for kids ourselves, the kids we'd worked with before. And it literally grew from one to a few to a couple. I remember first couple years we did it, it was a couple dozen. And then you call a house and, little Jimmy needs, this, that, and we're talking about it. And then, wait a minute, he's got three siblings? Well, we're not going to show up with gifts for one kid. Mm-hmm. So, boom, you just inherited a family. And, again, rewarding beyond belief.
How many people in the active club right now, active? And I know you've got a couple of different divisions, a senior division for us old coots.
Yeah, we've got about 50 active club members. This was a national organization at one time. We've heard of Elks and Rotary and some of these other Oddfellows organizations, but the 2030 Active Club was a national organization. Our knowledge, we are the last one. I'm sure Boatnick had a little something to do with that, to get focused on one project and just keep hitting it until it became what we see today.
What are the bylaws? What's the organization like itself? And I understand membership is by invitation only, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yep. And that pretty much says it all. It's invitation only. Some years we don't bring anybody in. We try to watch how many people we need. And project we've taken on, not that many years ago, we were doing, I don't want to say just Boatnick. It's certainly a healthy program.
I know you're working on Boatnick right now.
It's year round. I do the advertising promotion and I'm already working on it. I know Tim Lowe does our concerts. He's already talking to all sorts of promoters and bands. You got to have those guys signed up by January. And, Boatnick is now year round, and we've taken on a lot more. We used to subcontract out a lot of the jobs there, and we realized we could make more money for the kids by doing it ourselves. So that's part of where we expanded, with membership. We hovered around 20, 25 guys for years. And, we're up around 50, and with all these other projects, we keep everybody hopping. And guys plug into various jobs. We try to work hard at the young guys when they come in. We give them a year because they're just dazed and confused. It's been such a monster. I call Boatnick.
You guys really do this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's by the end of the weekend, they're doing the, oh, my God, I had no idea. I call it the beautiful monster, Boatnik. And so, you know, we give them a year, and then we start trying to plug them into the various departments. And, of course, you know, a lot of times you don't realize, you know, you've got a carnival, you've got vendors we have to manage, set up the booths, tear them down, collect, you know, monies for the kids. Security is something we take very seriously. Things were getting a little rough about 15 years ago, mm-hmm. and we started working more closely with GP Police, and they've been great to work with. Various, we've gone through this, the chiefs, and they're always supportive, and they're always down there. And so if something pops up, we're on it quick, and they're right behind us, if not in front of us. And yeah, we just have so many different departments closing roads for the parade, you know, striping it and having security people everywhere. Three different boat races.
Just closing the roads is a major undertaking for the Boatnik Parade.
Oh,
incredible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're dealing with three different government agencies. And so, yeah, that's not just a bunch of ribbon and barricades. We're working with, again, ODOT on down. And you know, we're obviously proud of Boatnik. And, you know, we are, again, those 50 guys were all volunteers. Nobody makes anything. And so
I thought you guys did that because you got the big bucks.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. And so all the, you know, all the money we raise stays in this county and goes right back to kids. And certainly proud of that.
We're talking with Jim Thompson of the Active Club here today on a special edition of the Tuesday Talk Show, and we'll continue right after this word.
Illinois.
Tuesday Talk Show in progress. Our guest today from the Active Club, Jim Thompson. Jim, we've been talking about Boatnik, and we know that that's really the feather in the Active Club's hat. But you took over that livestock auction, and that's no small undertaking either. What kind of resources do you have to put into that situation in order to make a full year for these young business people handling their cattle?
Yeah, for my part, it was quite an education.
What, you're a city boy, right?
Yeah, or at least in the city of Grants Pass. And again, I can't say enough about these kids and the maturity, the responsibilities they show. Again, they're little businessmen by, you know, purchasing this animal, raising it, taking care of it for a year, and then it goes to auction. And we return 95% of the profits or the monies taken in. I shouldn't even say the profits, the money taken in. This is our, I believe, fourth year doing it. We took in $860,000+ in one afternoon. Boatnik doesn't do that.
Yeah.
I can tell you, we don't get near that. 205 lots were sold, more than 190 registered buyers. One young man earned $33,000 that, you know, goes towards his future and whatever direction he's going, whether it's college or.
And that's not all profit for that young man.
No, there's costs. Yeah. That was part of my education. Yeah. There's a year's worth of feed, vet bills, taking care of it. And it's a little
just
enterprise.
The sweat equity put into it.
Oh, yeah. Not even talking about working for free. And one of the Active Club's nicknames, we're working for free. And they aren't. And that's a program that I'm real proud of. Just can't say enough about those kids.
All right. Well, we've talked about three of the projects here, and I know there's a lot more that the club does. And we've talked about the Christmas thing. We'll continue to talk about that a little bit more. But there are other areas that the club really just kind of underneath the radar shows up. I know that there are other ways that you disperse funds into the various areas where young people need a little bit of extra boost.
Mm-hmm.
I was happened to be at one of a sports banquet for one of the local high schools there, and there were a couple of Active Club members there bidding on cakes. Yeah, they'd bid each other up and pay $1,000 for a chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of people don't know that you guys do that kind of thing here, and I know that was Active Club money.
Yeah. That's one, you know, it's one of the rewards we get. It's certainly fun. We get invited to every fundraising youth auction in this county, and we enjoy it.
And you show up.
Yeah, and we show up, and it's a fun way to disperse our funds, because we can sit back and watch the auction, see how it's playing out, and if something is a little light, or we do something silly like buy a $1,000 cake, the money's all going to kids. And a lot of times we've been able to, a few of these auctions were maybe lagging a little bit. They just didn't have the energy or the people bidding. And we step up and start bidding on some stuff. And pretty soon everybody's having fun and it turns into, you know, more of a party. And just everybody's, you know, if you're having fun at an auction, somebody's spending money.
All right. Well, you mentioned enthusiasm and having fun. And I've never seen a group of guys accomplish more and have at least as much fun. Everybody from top to bottom seems to be right on that edge of if it's not fun, we're not interested.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's really about the kids, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, number one, it's around about the kids. And something I've tried to – I'm kind of, you know, one of the old salts now. But I try to get all the guys to realize the pay around here isn't very good, so you better have some fun. And that's our pay, is helping kids, being able to give away this money, and, you know, having some fun along the way.
You talked about this used to be a national organization, the Active Club. What is the foundation for the Active Club here? What philosophy? And I know that no man stands taller than when he reaches to help a child.
Yeah.
But are there other areas that you look at when you consider a person for membership? What are you looking at? What's the philosophy inside the club?
Well, you know, we try to show or find guys that have been involved with this community on some level. Obviously, you've got to have some personal traits that we're looking for, and you know, being able to and willing to give your own time freely. And a lot of times we'll get phone calls, hey, this is happening. You know, we got three guys, we need eight. Mm-hmm. Boom. You drop what you're doing and go. And so, you know, we're really looking for guys that are, I guess, looking for more out of life than just getting up, going to work, you know, doing life. And that's all great. But again, looking for guys that, yeah, are looking for more out of life and willing to give back and give to their community and give to kids. And we're certainly proud of Boatnik. It's a great way to start our summer out, a great summer kicker. And, you know, for a town of this size to have an event of that size, and after 65 years, we're obviously proud of it and like the way it's developed. And we're always trying to be creative. We definitely filled that park up and try to be creative with new ideas. And like 12, 14 now, Brewfest. You know, once the softball fast pitch died out, okay, we got the softball field. We got a fenced area. We've got lighting. We got electricity. What are we going to do with it? James Lowe and I happen to be over in Bend at the Bend Brewfest, and first words out of our mouth, we're bringing this to Boatnik.
There you go.
And the whole idea of bringing concerts in was the next thing. Again, we got lighting, we got power, we're mostly secure with the fence. So, we try to use the park as best we can. Parks are nature and humans coming together, hopefully, and enjoying life.
One of the other areas that you've talked about, and we just really brushed up against, was when you adopt a child or the Sparrow organization. And how do you find these? I imagine there's no shortage of needs out there that you could fill. If a person has a need or knows of someone who has a need, how do I contact the Active Club? Is there a way to do that discreetly?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Boatnik.com, where I try to direct everybody during May, the lead up to Boatnik, it's got everything we do there. And we do have our donation requests on there. The local Sparrow Clubs, you know, they work out of, to my knowledge, all the schools, dynamic organization. It'd be a great interview for you. And so we're in.
We'll put them on our list.
I was going to say, there's Jim's not so subtle hint. And, you know, we do have Dennis out at Hidden Valley, and Charlie Simons has gotten very involved. And so, you know, you build relationships, you become in the loop. And, again, that organization, they head it up, and they're in the know. And, you know, we get a phone call from them, and we sure try to say yes. And because we've had to buy beds for kids that are bedridden. you know, some of the things you don't think about, parents at the very wit's end, you've got a sick child at home, one of them probably has to stop working and stay at home. So now the income's drastically reduced. If they're that sick, they're probably going to Portland to get medical care. Well, now who's covering the motels? Who's covering gas? Maybe the vehicle doesn't even get there. We've gotten involved with all those. Here's a gas card. Your car's not going to get it. We know mechanics. Give us the keys. We try to help, you know, make these kids' lives better. But sometimes, you know, you get so involved, you're helping them stay alive. And so can't tell you how rewarding Sparrow Club has been to work with.
Oh, I can imagine. I can just imagine. Yeah. Once again, I've personally seen your efforts go into some of those Sparrow Clubs and help out some of these children. Is there a need that the Active Club has right now? We've got a lot of ears out there listening right mm-hmm. now. Is there a need that the Active Club needs to fill right now, mm-hmm. or do you have a need for some extra help? I'm not talking necessarily personnel, but facilities, those sorts of things.
Well, we're in pretty good shape. Again, this
community. You got your fingers all over town, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Well, this, again, the support this community gives is truly amazing. Obviously, economics are tough. You know, you wonder how well these businesses are doing. These local businessmen, you know, I told about the one that pulled up and covered 21 turkeys. I could go on and on. Boatnick alone has approximately 140 corporate and a few private. We have a few families that sponsor us. All that money goes back to kids.
All right. Jim, I want to thank you. We're up against the clock here right now, so yep. I'm going to take just a little pause here. Remind everybody, we'll be right back after the top of the hour news. You're listening to KAJO's Tuesday Talk Show. We're talking about the Active Club, and we're learning a lot.
When you work...
The forecast for Grants Pass, surrounding Rogue and Illinois Valleys. Today, scattered showers later. Mostly cloudy skies currently. 71 degrees here. Showers tonight and the forecast, low tonight around 52 with a chance of precipitation at 80%. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high should be near 77. Thursday, patchy fog and sunny with a high near 80. And on Friday, patchy fog early, then sunny skies with a high near 79. Grants Pass's high yesterday, 73. The overnight low, 48. Sunset this evening at 7:18. Will reappear tomorrow morning at 6:57. Rogue River level this morning flowing at 1.36 feet, flowing at a rate of 1,480 cubic feet a second with a nephelometric turbidity unit reading of 2 and a temperature of 58 degrees. Overcast skies here in South Grants Pass, 57 degrees here at the studios of KAJO. News and weather this hour brought to you by our good friends at Siskiyou Cellular. And we're just going to jump right back into the talk show. Lines are open if you have a question or comment for our guest today. 541-472-1270 is the number to call. And if you have, once you hear the sound of the radio coming back to your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question or comment for our guest today. From the Grants Pass Active Club, representing a lot of great people here, Jim Thompson has come in. And Jim, once again, thank you very much. Off air, we were talking about one of the instances that probably not a lot of people know about that mm-hmm. may not have made the headlines. You hooked up one of your special adopted children with a national personality.
Yeah, worked out really neat. Got a call from the group at Dutch Brothers, and Travis was, it's when he was bringing Tony Hawk to town, and they needed some bleachers, mm-hmm. and we have bleachers that we use for our parade and in the park and all. So, you know, I talked to him about what they were up to, and Tony Hawk, oh, awesome. And then I found out that they were doing a few meet and greets. So I called back, and one of our adopted kids at the time, RJ, was a cancer survivor. He was about 7 at the time. He had
7 years old.
Yeah, 40-plus procedures.
Ugh.
And just, wow, neat kid, tough kid. And so anyhow, I was able to set up a meet and greet with Tony. And... first off, what an awesome human being. That man didn't care about any of us adults. That kid was in his bus. We got a one-on-one with him, and he was so focused on RJ, and those two are having a great conversation. Well, what his mom had told me before is when RJ was coming out of his procedures, we had bought him a PS2, PS3, handheld gaming. He always wanted his PS2 with the Tony Hawk program coming out of procedures. So, you know, that's where I was like, I'm wiping a tear. And so we got some great pictures. And later on, when Tony Hawk was out there skating, there was a few photographers, and that's what I was doing. And so, RJ, jump on my back. So we walk out right in the middle of everything while these several guys doing exhibitions as well as Tony. Everything's going on all around us. And, you know, just able to make a day for this kid that had gone through so much. And Tony signed a bunch of stuff, gave him a bunch of stuff. Again, can't say enough about, well, Travis Portsmouth for bringing him one more thing that Travis has done for this community. And then, you know, we were able to work together with him and just make a, you know, that a kid will never forget that day.
Shows the depth of generosity throughout this community.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is funneled through the Active Club with your contacts and what you're able to do. Mm-hmm. And once again, we want to pass along, if you need to contact the Active Club, there's a website. It's boatnick.com.
Yeah.
Still Boatnick will get you to the right people and the right things for the Active Club.
Yeah, there's individual contact points on there for the different departments. Again, a donation request. And, yeah, you bring up a good point. A lot of organizations, they've got an idea, they've got people behind them, they're making things happen, but they don't have all the pieces of the puzzle. And over 65 years, yeah, we pretty much have all the pieces of the puzzle. So we can work with them. And perfect example is Christmas for Kids with you guys. You know, you did a great fundraising, but which kids do you get it to? Well, we've got all the connections in the school, and, again, great marriage there. And,
good partnership. That's coming up the first weekend in December, folks. And here at the radio station, it's all hands on deck.
Yes. Yes. K-Man will be outdoors freezing while you guys are in here. Yes.
Some in K-Man uniforms, too.
Yes. Yeah. A little chilly that time of year in our garb.
No doubt. No doubt. Now, you mentioned a minute ago, you have bleachers. And here's one I'm not sure everybody knows, but the Active Club going to be a little involved with the Art Along the Road coming up, I think, the second week in October here real soon. Mm-hmm. They're going to supply those bleachers so people have a place to sit for the music and some of the festivities that go on down Art Along the Road.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Again, and that's something maybe we don't even notice is how many groups have come to us. And we're able to work with them or, you know, give them a little helping hand a lot of times, either through sometimes finances, sometimes bleachers, sometimes a little manpower, or just our know-it-all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how do you close the street? It's not easy.
Yeah. And, you could at least point the direction.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's been coming out of COVID. You know, when we moved on and had our Boatnick, we were approached by many organizations thanking us for starting to get things going again and getting life back to normal.
Well, yeah, a lot of happy people post-COVID, and tip of the hat for that. Mm-hmm. But the IT Club steps up whenever there seems to be a community need. And my mind goes back to a 4th of July when suddenly there wasn't going to be any 4th of July celebration here. Active Club steps up and put together a fantastic display in, what, about 3 weeks? How did that all come about?
Well, we were having our post-Boatnick meeting, our follow-up, and it's a time where everybody gets to pat each other on the back and, you know, good job.
Everybody's had some sleep by then.
Yeah, we're not ready to strangle each other, and, you know, with our 16-hour days. We had our follow-up, so we weren't feeling much pain, and somebody brought up that, you know, we weren't going to have the 4th of July, and somebody said, oh, heck, we're doing it. We all looked at each other and went, yep, yes, we are.
Okay.
So we called Renee Perret, who was our pyrotech at the time, for our fireworks. And he took care of that end. And Donnie Carter and I worked on the fundraising. And pretty soon, we had a 4th of July. And then, you know, some of the more traditional groups that have run that in the past were able to run with it from there on out. And at the time, we were still just sticking with Boatnick. Didn't really want an extra project. But, yeah, that was a lot of fun. Last minute is sometimes, you know, the most fun. And so.
Yeah, when it all comes together like that, that must be a real feeling of accomplishment for you. So you guys are actually pretty selfish, huh?
Yeah. We give away all our money. We work for free. And but, yeah, it, you know, there's something challenging in life when, you know, these challenges come up. And sometimes they're last minute, and that makes it the challenge even more satisfying. And you know, really getting back to helping these other organizations that are working so hard, and they got limited resources, again, whether manpower, financial, whatever, and to get them over the hump. The Grants Pass Band, I can't remember, 4 or 5 years ago, they wanted to go to the Macy's Day Parade. They'd
right.
gotten the invitation. Macy's Day Parade. Good Lord, this is Grants Pass. And they were 18,000 short. We wrote the check. And, you know, it was those kind of things are as satisfying as anything. Again, to help another organization get over the hump and get to their goal. You know, especially where those kids work so hard to raise money. That was not a cheap trip. And, you know, you're flying cross country, you're staying in New York City, and they raise most of the money.
I personally know some youngsters who are still talking about that trip.
Yeah.
They're not youngsters now, as a yeah. matter of fact. They're
well, mid-20s now.
As a matter yeah. of fact, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, to and even the volunteer groups we get at Boatneck, my number's probably off, but we probably spend $40,000 just getting Boatneck going with volunteer groups. But what a great way to get kids, you know, their organization wants to go to this sporting event, they want to go to this academic event or music event, and to put them to work and let them earn their money, and we get very important jobs done at Boatneck. Guys laugh at me, but a few years ago, I saw a bunch of high school girls doing the lovely job of hauling our trash. So, yeah, cold, sticky, curly fries and, you know, funnel cakes and half-drinking sodas. It is a hideous job. And it turned out to be one of the local cheerleader groups. Now, you don't think of cheerleaders as hauling the trash and doing, you know, such a lovely job. Those girls were kicking it. And, you know, again, we put out about $40,000 a year getting, again, trash hauled, streets closed down, fences built, you know, various other things structurally we need at Boatneck. And it's just really neat to be able to put those kids to work. And you want money? Great. We got a job that needs done.
When you first sat down here, you said, you mentioned that there's a lot going on and we're working year round. And we know that Boatneck itself just takes a year-long effort to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you can share with us that the club's working on right now or pointing to or aspiring to?
Well, just completing the livestock auction.
Mm-hmm.
Our next one is we are starting to point for the Christmas for Kids. And we are starting our fundraising efforts now, starting to put the gifts together. The kids also get a handmade blanket. There's some small things that I didn't mention that we do. And so getting with the schools, getting name lists put together. Because, you know, we want our resources going to the right families. And
So you're kind of eyeballing those resources right now. So do you need food donations now in planning for that December day? Do you need clothing donations? What really do you need to make that a little bit better, bit bigger?
Yeah, we don't get into clothing donations. We found, you know, frankly, places like Ross and
mm-hmm.
are awesome places to buy clothing. But so we don't get into that. And the food drive is we will have an actual day.
Mm-hmm.
The day we're on the radio. We've got active club members that'll be all over town at the various grocery stores taking donations and working with the kids. You walk through the door, the kids will give you a little pamphlet of what we're looking for, and as well as like the turkeys and the hams. But at this point, it's mainly getting the correct names, the correct kids on the list, starting, again, fundraising. I believe our budget was around $40,000 last year by the time we got done. So what started with...
That's for Christmas.
Just for Christmas.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, we have a tendency to turn bright ideas into monsters. And again, when we started with one kid and then 4 or 5 kids and then 20 kids and then, holy moly, 160? And always looking for donations. And again, you can do that at theboatneck.com. There is a donation form. You can contact me, Jim Thompson, Charlie Simons, several of the guys. and as well as KJOKLDR.
As a matter of fact, we have the contact phone number here, too. You can give us a call. You're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here. We're talking about the Active Club and really trying to educate everybody out here that the Active Club really does, you know, Boatnik's a handful, but it's more than Boatnik. We'll be back with more.
It's time to get ready for her.
You're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO. A bit of a departure today, and we invited the Active Club in because we're aware of some of the things that they do, and I know that you are too, but there's a lot of things that goes on behind the scenes that we wanted to give them an opportunity to really highlight and then look forward to some of their big things. Of course, one of their big things is Boatnik, and I know the planning stages, and you alluded to that. Can you give us any hint on some of the acts you might be trying to attract for Boatnik here, some of the concerts?
Oh, we're always trying.
I always like a little advance, you know, if we can get a sneak peek.
Well, we got a couple things against us. Holiday weekend, we're a little ways away from places like Nashville. You know, we've always wanted to venture into country, and, you know, they can spend their years going from Boston to Miami and stay quite busy. You know, venture over to Texas, so for them to get over our neck of the woods. But we've talked to some big names over the years and gotten very close. Kenny Loggins, our Tim Lowe, our concert chairman, has talked to Ted Nugent personally. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people.
Well, Ted's a West Coast guy.
Ted? No, he's Michigan.
Michigan? Why did I think he was in Arizona?
Nope. Well, he's the avid hunter.
Yeah.
He spends a lot of time, I believe, in Texas, maybe Arizona. But we've talked to various country people, we've tried to update that, but it's a lot of money, and it's an outdoor venue, and, you know, if we have a rainy Friday, we've still dropped X amount of dollars, and we don't want that. That's one of our issues with the concert. We don't want to jeopardize kids' money over having a big name group
rained out.
And get it rained out.
Well, you guys control the weather, don't you?
Yeah.
Sure. Never.
What is that? It never rains in Austin, and it never rains on a boat. Except the year I was president, '98, the year of the floods.
I have not gone. I think the last Boatnik was the first one that I've gone through that I didn't get rained on once, whether I'm up and down the river or somewhere.
Yeah. Well, we're always dancing around the Oregon spring weather.
Well, just a little light shower won't hurt anybody. Oregonians.
Yep. Well, as long as, like I said, the year I was president, '98, we get up Monday morning, the day of the races, and the river rose 11 feet overnight.
Yeah.
And I know it was already high.
Yeah.
And I remember half the racers, they'd pull up, get out of their truck. I don't think so. Just drive home.
Yeah.
And so luckily we haven't had one of those in a long time.
No, I know you've have cultivated a lot of different associations. Of course, the boat racing organization. Any other organizations out there that you care to just give some kudos to that have really helped stepped up and helped the Active Club for various events, whether it's Boatnik or Kids Day or...
Wow. So many organizations. I mean, we've always got to get back to our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, Boatnik, by the time we put it on, set everything up, get security, Boatnik's not that profitable.
Mm-hmm.
But with our sponsors, that's really the money we get to give away. So, again, 130, 140 sponsors. We're just constantly amazed. Even through COVID, you know, we thought, oh, Lord, here it comes. This will be the end of it all for us, for all of us. And they continue to support us as strongly as they ever did. Yeah, a little bit of changes here and there, but I always have to start with our sponsors. And past that, yeah, all the local schools, a lot, they have so much knowledge that we need to, and again, Christmas for Kids is a perfect example. And get our resources to the right kids. And local city has been very supportive, parks department, the police department, again, I can't say enough. And you know, we talked to them 15-ish years ago, you know, we're a little concerned, it's getting a little scary late at night. And okay, and we got police walking all over the park. So, because we can do so much, security can do so much, but when they see that badge and that uniform, It's amazing. Little punk straighten up.
Yeah. And, safety and fun.
Yes.
Yeah. And it goes together.
Yeah. Yeah. It's no fun for anybody if it's not safe. And so we're proud about, you know, even later at night, we've got security roaming. We got active club members roaming. We have police. And
I've got about 5 minutes left here. Let's go back to the next major event. Of course, once again, we mentioned that the Active Club is going to be hauling in some bleachers for the Art Along the Rogue situation. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for that.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about anything else that we need to do in order to really make this coming Christmas for Kids Day first weekend in December a success. First of all, how many people do you have working? How many of the, you said you had about 50 members, and I assume we see at least half of them here, maybe more than that. How many people do you really need to have make this work on a one-day situation? Because you're scattered throughout the town.
Yeah, yeah. Most, if not all, of those 50, because you'll have half a dozen guys at half a dozen different grocery stores. We won't be at all of them, but Safeway, Albertsons, some of the Rays, have been very helpful. And so, yeah, we're scattered all over town. And then, of course, we just collected, you know, a lot of heavy groceries. Mm-hmm. Canned foods aren't light. And so now we got to get them to one spot. And so we go to South, and that's where the kids really kick in. And they're helping us at the grocery stores, too. Again, they're the ones that are going to greet you. And we try to push the kids out front. It's a great experience for them. It's a good way for them to mature and learn, mm-hmm. you know, just about life and dealing with people. But then you've got to organize food for almost 50 families. And because they're walking away with 3-4 bags, as well as the turkey, as well as the presents. And we've got a few pictures of the gym floor where it's quite an operation, because we separate out the different types of foods and the categories to where
you've got to put together a menu for 50, 60 families.
Yeah, you don't want 12 boxes of pasta. So,
well, I might, but
yeah. it's quite an operation. It's always good to work with the kids and again, get them out and help them learn about life and, you know, give them experiences they wouldn't have had. And, so yeah, we've got pretty much all 50, down at the radio station, as you guys know. Got probably too many guys in the booth. It's warmer than it's out there for us cavemen. And,
a lot of us just get out of your guys' way on that day. And we'll be in the back room answering a phone, maybe. But.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have any big mouths in this club.
And, 50 of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, maybe 25, but, so yeah, that's our next big push. You want to know how you can help from here on out, get a hold of the radio station or reach out to us. The cash donations do help, especially, you know, with the presents and sometimes the food. Sometimes we need to supplement, certain things if we're low on it. But, from here on out, yes, always taking cash donations. And one of the things I've always been proud of this club is, again, we are all volunteer. Tell me anything you can donate that 100% of your money is going to its target. And again, just something I've always been proud of. And so from there on, I'll give a little plug to Kidjo KLDR on the 1st of December. Was it that first Saturday, I believe?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. You know, swing on down, and we take cash donations. The cavemen are standing out there for a reason. We're looking for money and maybe a heater or two.
No doubt.
But we collected, you know, a few thousand bucks out there, as well as, you know, 1820, I believe, we're collecting in here.
Jim Thompson of the Active Club. Jim, pass along our thanks on behalf of the community to all of your club members and for all of the work you do, both in front of the cameras and in front of the microphones, and all of the background work that you do also. Thank you very much to the Grants Pass Active Club.
Thank you.
Thank you for showing up today. We do appreciate your presence here, and we'll meet you again first Saturday in December.
Yes, you will.
All right. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass. When